First of all, again, want to remind you about the second collection. This is a collection that's taken up every 3 years to support the Archdiocese for Military Service, basically the Catholic chaplains to all of our service people in all branches of the military. We'd ask you to be as generous as possible. Also, even though it's not quite here yet, Advent is coming, and so we have the little blue books for Advent, and they're also at the in the vestibule, and you can I think there's envelopes there to make an offering for those. There was a couple from way back in the hills, and they were going to visit their family in the big city, and they expected to be there about 2 o'clock, and the family in the city gets to be 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 o'clock before they come, and they're really we were very worried. He says, "What took you so long?" He says, "Well, when we got into the county, it said clean restrooms next 40 miles. So we did." Okay. As they cleaned the restrooms, so Jesus cleansed the temple to make it what it ought to be. It seems strange that we celebrate the dedication of a church building, but we do this 4 times a year. We do this on today, which is the feast of the dedication of St. John Lateran. This is the Pope's Cathedral Church. Then on the 18th of this month, we also celebrate the dedication of St. Peter's at the Vatican and St. Paul outside the walls. On October 5th, we celebrate the dedication of St. Mary Major. And also, once a year, we celebrate the dedication of our own diocesan cathedral. And we celebrate these things because the buildings are where the people of God gathers. The people of God gather in this church, and we are called together to worship here. And by our coming together here, it makes this building truly holy. And we are here to give thanks to God who has called us to be his people. As Catholic Christians, we are incarnational, meaning that we understand that our bodies and our souls are together. We are not just souls, we are bodies and souls. And so the church uses stuff. The church uses water and oil and bread and wine to communicate realities that we cannot see, but are there nonetheless, the power of God. And we come today to be mindful that we are to be a sign of the church, because we are the church. Immaculate Conception Church does not name us. We are the body of Christ at Immaculate Conception Church, and it is because of us that this building is named this. We have come here together to be a sign of the relationship we are called to with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are the building, we are the living stones to testify that as important as this world is, there is something more important. There is a relationship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God who loves us in each of us, who loves all of his children, and who calls us to a relationship that will last beyond the end of this world. We see in the gospel Jesus cleansing the temple, because the temple is being used for two ordinary things, for buying and selling. And Jesus drives out the buyers and sellers to remind us that the temple is for worship, for penance, for thanksgiving, for seeking that which we need. And the building that we worship in helps us to acknowledge the need for God and our relationship with him. It is important, therefore, to ask the Lord to cleanse our own personal temples, the temple of our own bodies and souls, especially through the sacrament of penance, to remind us of the importance of being who we are, being Catholic Christians, being people who understand that we have been created for God, to live with him. We are called to live as children of God, who loves each one of us, who in and through Jesus has called us to share in his life here in this world and in the world to come, to build a place not made with hands, but a home that is eternal in heaven, where we live with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with Mary and all the saints forever.